baseball, Blue Jays, and more baseball. It's the walk-off with Scott Belford and Adam Mack.
This ball is crushed.
The Die Hard Podcast for the casual fan.
And another one. My goodness.
Good morning and welcome to the walk-off, everybody. I'm Scott Belford, joined as always by the best co-host in the biz, Adam Mack. Look at us, buddy. Back to where we should be. Both of us having microphones. I'm in Calgary. You're in Edmonton. Everything is right with the world.
Not everything. Before we get started, I forgot to wish my mom a happy birthday on yesterday's podcast. I texted her first thing in the morning. I was gonna call her when my wife got home from work. We were both gonna call, and then I forgot. So, bad son today. I gotta make it up to her tonight.
Mrs. Mack, happy birthday. A belated.
There you go. Belated happy birthday to my mother. Okay, let's get into it.
Okay, the housekeeping has been taken care of here. Adam's mom has been wished a belated happy birthday, and we are ready to get into the fact that this year's big free agent market was shortstops. We watched Carlos Correa, Trey Turner, both break $300 million. We watched Xander Bogaerts get just under that, and Dansby Swanson cash in. So looking into the future, next year's free agent class, there's a very similar storm brewing, but at the third base position. Now, I know we have already talked about the fact that Matt Chapman, and you and I were saying this last year, let's
lock him up.
Let's lock him up. Let's extend the man. A little something here that some of you might not be aware of. Adam will throw the tweet up here, but active wins above replacement leaders among the age of 30 or under. Matt Chapman ranks fifth in all of baseball with a 26.8 WAR. I was blown away when I saw this stat. I had no idea that he was quite that dominant when it came to the important stat of wins above replacement, depending on how you feel about it.
Weather-adjusted ranking.
Weather-adjusted. For those wondering, Carlos Correa ranks first at almost 40 wins above replacement, and then you got Francisco Lindor. Now the left side of that infield for the New York Mets, the big spending Mets. You got Alex Bregman with the Astros at just over 30 wins above replacement. And then, of course, Trey Turner signing that massive monster deal, taking him to age 41 with the Philadelphia Phillies. He's in just under 30 wins above replacement. I bring this up, though, because what is going to happen next year is going to be very interesting. And Adam and I were talking about this before we hit record. But there are some big spending teams that are going to need third baseman next year. Oh, yeah. I mean, Machado is going to opt out.
He has to. The Machado contract, $300 million over 10 years with an opt out at age 30. Like, I know
it's looking genius.
Look, I know that agents get like crapped on all the time, and I'm always in the position of defending agents, and it makes my skin crawl every time I have to do it. It seems like every long toss that we do all summer long, I'm the one defending agents, and I hate it. But this is why agents get their big percentages for contracts like this. Like, this is a good agent right here that managed to pull off a $300 million contract. Amazing long-term security because it's all guaranteed. But Machado still has the ability to test free agency at age 30. I can't imagine being an MLB owner handing out $300 million and not locking a guy up long-term. Like, it's mind blowing.
Yeah. So, and it's becoming more and more that way
to the agent that pulled that off. Like,
and no one thought it was possible. No one thought Machado would ever opt out of this, but you just look at this year's free agent class. You watch 30-year-old Aaron Judge sign a $300+ million contract. You watched a 30-year-old Trey Turner lock in for 11 years. Manny Machado is going to be able to opt out and just spin that back into another 10-year, $300 million contract.
Absolutely. So ultimately, at age 26, he signed a 10-year, $300 million contract. This is going to be $450 million over 15 years for Manny Machado.
Which, when you look at Rafael Devers, you absolutely must expect that agent to find a way to include an opt-out in his age 30 season, right? There's no way, if you're Rafael Devers going in to next year's free agency at 26 years old.
And he just turned 26 at the end of October. So he'll be 26 all season long.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
better get your opt-out.
This is either 450 over 15 or it's 300-ish over 10 with an opt-out in the middle. Devers is going to get paid.
Devers is going to get paid, and he is going to be given every opportunity to get all of those little caveats, all the little bonuses within that contract.
27 home runs, a batting average just around 300, 296 last year. Yeah, Devers is going to get paid. No, I tell you what, it won't be by Boston. That's for sure. I know he's publicly stated that they're gonna make it happen. I don't think so.
I mean, you can only watch so many homegrown talents walk away from that organization and lose faith that they have any ability to retain their homegrown talent. I don't think it's going to happen. But if you go through the list of teams that are big spending teams that need third baseman, oh, it's going to be a hot market next year. The San Francisco Giants, right? Like they had Brandon Crawford moving over to third base for Carlos Correa, but now that's not happening. And Brandon Crawford is on the wrong side of 35 anyways. You look at the New York Yankees, Josh Donaldson is probably going to retire after this year. Maybe not, but he's not going to return to the Yankees. And yes, the Yanks have DJ LeMahieu. The young Oswalt Peraza could play third base. I mean, depending on what they do, if they actually decided to go out and get a shortstop, you know, their stud prospect Volpe, maybe. Like, I don't know. I think that they're probably big time in the market for a third baseman next year as well.
Yeah, they have to be, for sure. The Yankees have
to be. The Blue Jays need a third baseman, and they are ranked fifth in spending currently in this MLB landscape of big money teams. The Red Sox, the Padres.
What do we do with Matt Chapman here, Scott? Let's focus on the macho man himself.
Well, this is where I would love to hear what all of you watching think. Like Matt Chapman at 29 years old this season, would you be in to spending some big money to re-sign him? And would he be, because he's not Devers, he's not Machado, right? He's definitely a step down from that. However, we did just give his wins above replacement. I mean, the guy has incredible value, and we know the stalwart he is defensively at third base. So would you, as Jays fans, be prepared to spend? And what would you need? A Springer deal at this point? Do you, like, after we watched Brandon Nimmo get $160 million, like, is Matt Chapman worth that much? It's going to be interesting to see where this market lands, man. What do you think?
I think Matt Chapman gets paid.
Yeah.
I'm looking at his stats right now. He doesn't miss time. 155 games last year, 151 the year before. The 2020 season is a weird season for everybody, so I'm going to write that one off. 2019, 156 games. 2018, 145 games. Like, he's just out there all the time.
There are some major, major injury concerns when it comes to Carlos Correa, who is going to make $312 million over the next 11 years with the New York Mets moving to third base. There is definitely value in somebody who can take the ball and play every single game. And that is Matt Chapman.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at dollars per game basis, Matt Chapman is as steady and reliable of an investment as you can make.
This is another reason why Manny Machado is going to opt out.
Yeah, of course. No, Matt Chapman, You think Springer money 150 over six? Is that what Springer got?
Yeah.
I think it's north.
I think
of
it's more than that. Yeah. North of two. Wow. Yeah, I do. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it goes that high, but I mean, who knows? Because this is the thing, right? When you look at what happened with this shortstop market. Yeah. In a vacuum, these guys were overpaid, but you got to pay what the price is in the market. And so we just named all these organizations that need third basemen with big payrolls. And there's
Texas
a limited
Rangers.
Number of third
Texas
basemen.
Rangers and the Rangers. Use a third baseman, right? Like reunite him and Semien. Why not? They just handed out money to Jacob DeGrom. They just paid for Corey Seager and Marcus Semien the year before. Why not have Matt Chapman? Like it just. I don't know. This is, I think we're entering a new era of baseball spending. I think Steve Cohen is raising the bar. I think this is good for baseball. I know there's a lot of people who would disagree with me on that. I was just reading an article today, and by which I mean I was watching a video. But David Sampson was saying that reports are out that Steve Cohen is expected to lose $200 million on the New York Mets this season.
Wow.
And that is chump change to him.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you're talking about an owner who is a measly billionaire and they lose $200 million, that is 20% of their net worth. Steve Cohen, one of the top 100 richest people in the world, has a net worth of over $17 billion. So if he loses $200 million, quick calculations, that's like 1% of his net worth.
That he's making up on other endeavors, you know, throughout. That's the thing with $17 billion. It will make you $200 million in a year. So, let's pivot real quick here because I do want to talk about, well, let's start with Nolan Arenado. I know that there is a tweet from Spotrac that just wanted to bring up the fact that Nolan Arenado, the Colorado Rockies paid St. Louis $51 million to take this man as their third baseman. Truly one of the top defensive third basemen in baseball right now, but forget about that. I think in the grand scheme of things, Nolan Arenado is one of the top defensive third basemen to ever play the game. I would put him as a top 10 to 20 dude. And I beg somebody to try and argue that, right? Like he has been incredible his entire career. Forget about offense, where he is also just a stud. Defensively, the guy has been incredible. And now you look at that contract and you're just like, what a bargain. I mean, he's been a top 10 MVP vote getter for what, 8 times in his career? Like it's mind blowing. He was third this season. And the one that really gets me, buddy, Jose Ramirez. What is he doing?
I mean, for the love of Cleveland, you've seen Major League. You know how it is.
Jeez. Like, guys, honestly, everyone watching, what do you think he left on the table? $200 million? Like, probably $200 million he left on his career possible earnings by signing that Cleveland extension. What did that wind up being, Adam?
It was $140 million, $141 million over 7. That's so he's
when you
age
watch
30 this year,
age 30 this year. So when you watch the deals that have been handed out, truly Jose Ramirez as a top, let's say a top 10 guy in all of baseball, but I feel very strongly that he's a lot closer to a top 5. I think there's arguments to be made that he's a top 3 guy in all of baseball. And that's fine if you disagree with me, but I think most baseball fans agree he's at least a top 10.
Yeah.
We've watched what top 10 guys get. It is north of $300 million.
I would, and I'm just going to throw this out here, just to stir up Yankees fans. He probably clicked on this thumbnail seeing Matt Chapman to the Yankees. If I had the balls to actually make that thumbnail, we'll see. I would 1,000 times to 1 rather have Jose Ramirez than Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel the same way. And again, it goes back to playing every day. Yeah. And I know Aaron Judge was healthy last year, and I would never hope injury on anyone. So
I mean, 62 home runs is nice, but I don't think he ever sniffs that again. I don't think that. I think third base is a premier position. And I think that's more valuable than right field. I think switch hitting is a valuable asset. I think it's in so many categories, the nod goes to Jose Ramirez. So 7 years, $141 million is
loyalty insanity. He's offered, he could be offered literally any beachfront property in Cabo. This was his option, right? And chose instead for a very nice piece of property in Saskatchewan.
I thought you were going to say Red Deer, but yeah, okay. Saskatchewan.
I mean, we could have even used the example of Cleveland. He chose.
Yeah, I think I think Cleveland was one of the teams listed in Mr. Baseball when he was getting cut from the Yankees.
It's spending all of this money on a trophy wife, and that trophy wife then being Cleveland, right? Like, it's just, I can't wrap my head around it, man. Yeah, and I know hindsight's 2020, and I think that even J-Ram, when extending, knew that he was leaving a substantial amount of money on the table. But I think in his mind, it was like $30-40 million he was leaving on the table, and now it's looking darn right like $150-200 million he left to go to Cleveland. I don't know, man.
I mean, dad of the year. Maybe he just loves the school system. Kids have friends. They're like, dad, we don't want to make new friends in Miami. Come on. Yeah. And he's like, all right, let's stick in Cleveland.
We're used to the weather in Cleveland.
I just bought a new coat.
Dad.
Come on, dad. Okay, we're going off the rails here. Let's wrap
The rails. So let's
Matt Chapman to the Yankees 2024.
Let's end on this, buddy. The Toronto Blue Jays obviously need a third baseman come next season. Who do you see as a fit? And can you see them going after 26-year-old stud Rafael Devers?
No.
Keep in mind. And
I'm not keeping anything in mind. I'm not keeping.
You're saying no right away.
No right away.
Now, the Blue Jays have Chapman, Grishik, Ryu, Merrifield, and Gurriel all off the books next year. So they have $98 million committed in 2024. After ARB and bonuses and all that sort of thing, it's probably a lot closer to $120 million. Sure. But there is room to sign a player or two.
Yeah, two players, Bo and Vlad.
Okay, I'm in the same boat, buddy. Let's
do
it.
That's how I feel, man. No, honestly, if we are going to spend that money, let's just retain Matt Chapman.
$450 million or retain Matt Chapman.
Yes. I mean, we could do it all. But yeah, if we're going to go out and spend on a third baseman, just keep Matt Chapman. I would way rather that. But yeah, Bo Bichette, 15 years, $450 million. Sure. Let's do it.
What does everyone think? Who do you want to see at third base for this Toronto Blue Jays team come next season? Drop it in the comments. Thank you so much, everybody, for all of the support over the last, well, we can go as far back as last couple of years, but honestly, this Clip channel in particular, again, we started this a couple months ago. We're making a push for 1,000 before 2023, I should say. We are pushing 750 right now. So thank you very, very much to everyone who has gone above and beyond and hit that sub button. It is truly appreciated. Of course, we're doing mailbag tomorrow. Feel free to get your questions, comments, and thoughts in. You can just drop them here on YouTube. If you're an audio listener, we really appreciate you. We appreciate all the subscriptions that have happened on Apple, Spotify, all the places where you get your quality podcasts, because our numbers have they're up 1,000% from last time this year, which is just mind-blowing to us. So thank you. You can obviously reach out if you're an audio listener and don't drop comments on Twitter at Walk Off Podcast and Instagram, The Walk Off Podcast. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Walk Off Podcast with Scott Belford and Adam Mack, with a new episode every Friday.
Oh! With a drive. Cheese and crackers. Shows to pitch to him. Wrong move.
Thanks for listening.